Data privacy. Hacking, ransomware, and data theft have become devastating problems for businesses and individuals. Globex Data has the solution. Switzerland has the world's strictest data privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted secure application, spelled S-E-K-U-R, uses a proprietary technology outside of big tech, which means your data remains private and secure. Globex Data just signed two telecom giants to distribute its secure communication solution to over 400 million people in 30 Latin American and Asian countries. Secure is the solution for messaging and email privacy, with no data or phone number mining. Secure users can message non-secure users in full privacy and security using chat by invites. Globex Data is now available in the U.S., bringing messaging and email privacy and security to all Americans. This Data Privacy Minute has been brought to you by Globex Data Limited. Stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address globexdata.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley, the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. China is making threats in all directions, especially at Australia, following the AUKUS deal. But now we have new headlines. How does this relate? China's boasting heretofore that its imports of coal from Australia are down 98.6%. However, that was past. This is the present. China is now experiencing rolling blackouts in its 10 large production provinces. Factories, large and small, electronics factories. Growth is damaged. Now the national rolling blackouts consist of residences in the northeast of China. Gregory, this reminds me that for some years now, you have been not alone, but certainly my only understanding, that China does not have resources to suit its command economy. It's got bad water, you've taught me. That is to say, the groundwater is not suitable to good agriculture because of the abuse of it these many decades. It must import food. It must import energy. Hence, the coal imports from Australia are said to be part of the reason that it is now having rolling blackouts. It is the worst candidate for standing against the world by itself and turning all of its eyes inward. So what is to be done, Gregory? Are these rolling blackouts the future for China, and does this change its course?
China's course has already been changed. The reality is that they've run out of money. Their foreign exchange holdings are down. Yes, they hold a lot of U.S. debt and the like, but the reality is that they don't have money or market growth going forward. The cost of their labor grew so dramatically that they became uncompetitive in the world markets. They have built, in the meantime, however, their urban population centers to a vast degree, and that's been fueling a lot of their growth through internal demand. But it's now up to over 62% of the population of China is now urbanized, when during the revolution in 1911 period, maybe 5% of the population was urbanized. So the demand inside the country has dried up. For steel particularly, therefore for coal and iron ore. So this is what's driving the downturn, if you like, of the demand. No cash, no markets, it's like a petering out of the whole Belt and Road Initiative. They haven't been able to fund that really since 2015 to any degree. So they're disguising this declining demand as saying, well, we don't want to buy coal from Australia for political reasons. We also don't want to go for coal-fired energy production because we're trying to be a good steward of the environment. We're abiding by the Paris Climate Accords and so on and so on. This is all nonsense. This is a fiction designed to legitimize the reality that the Chinese economy has tanked, that demand for iron ore and coal and so on has decreased, that the PRC no longer wishes to put its money into those areas because Xi Jinping is trying to contract the private sector of the economy in order to control the population as he forcibly implodes, if you like, the PRC economy so that he can manage the downsizing and the isolation, the new isolation which he's going to be bringing and it started to bring to the PRC. So the reality is that Xi Jinping is saying, well, this is not because we're failing. This is because we have chosen this path. And to a degree, it's true. He's chosen to implode the economy rather than see it destroyed in open competition with the rest of the world. So this is going to have enormous ramifications. We've seen the cutoff of Australian coal imports. We are now seeing the reality that China is not buying any more iron ore from Australia. It will, if it has to buy more supplies, it will get them elsewhere, Brazil, and other places, but the options are limited. But they don't need it because they're not producing the steel because they don't need to produce the steel.
Then the food. Let's get fundamental here. The food imports are critical. They've cut off their import of foodstuffs from Canada. I don't know where else they're cutting off their foodstuffs. Is this control of a population to threaten their homes, their families, the ability to put food on the table or the variety of food? I'm trying to imagine the next year to, we're told, the People's Congress of November 22, if it happens. Xi Jinping is looking for a third term. Does this suit his reelection to make it clear that he's no longer managing growth and bounty?
Yes, what he has to say is that, and his argument is that China's writ in the world, its strategic influence and power, is undiminished and growing, but it's decided to isolate itself from the world for political reasons, for power reasons. This really doesn't make sense in the Western narrative, if you like, but it does for him. So he's trying to condition the population to living with less. He needs to control the population, and he will do that through reduced access to money, movement, and food and shelter. And this is already happening. So we see this implosion well underway, not just in the housing sector, which is quite clear. We saw the breakdown of Chinese real estate companies, massive ones, and then the real estate developers, the builders, on the next stage with Evergrande and others. The reality is that this is all part of the contraction. He's now got a population which is to say 62% urbanized, and how do you control that population? You have to do it through the control, the digitalization, if you like, of the economy and through the surveillance methods so that if anybody steps out of line, they don't get on a bus, they don't buy food, they can't get into their apartment, they certainly can't leave the country. So this is already well underway. Now, the ramifications of this are not only that we are going to see within the People's Republic of China, mainland China, we're going to see within the next 1, 2, 3 years hardship. We're going to see starvation. I illustrated this report I did some days ago on this Chinese economic implosion with an illustration from the 1958 Maoist famine, which was, again, induced.
We just have 30 seconds. We're looking at, then, the deterioration of the Chinese miracle. Is that a correct generalization, that propaganda will no longer be useful to them as they go forward? 30 seconds.
That is correct. The Chinese economic miracle was created by the private sector, not by the party. So it threatened the party. That threat must be removed. Xi Jinping is now curtailing the private sector. The Chinese economic miracle has gone and is not coming back in our lifetimes.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Data privacy, hacking, ransomware, and data theft have become devastating problems for businesses and individuals. Globex Data has the solution. Switzerland has the world's strictest data privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted secure application, spelled S-E-K-U-R, uses a proprietary technology outside of big tech, which means your data remains private and secure. Globex Data just signed two telecom giants to distribute its secure communication solution to over 400 million people in 30 Latin American and Asian countries. Secure is the solution for messaging and email privacy with no data or phone number mining. Secure users can message non-secure users in full privacy and security using chat by invites. Globex Data is now available in the U.S., bringing messaging and email privacy and security to all Americans. This Data Privacy Minute has been brought to you by Globex Data Limited. Stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address globexdata.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.